Hi, I'm Tigran, and I'm presenting my newest album called Shadow Theater. Shadow Theater is basically inspired from back in Armenia, back home. There's a type of a theater. It's actually a shadow theater, and mostly I was inspired by that theater, and that's why I named my album Shadow Theater. But it also, it's basically a non-realistic world. It's like a lie that people come to listen to understand something true about their lives, you know. That's kind of like the concept that I think about it. This album is more about composition and songwriting, or more diving into the world of composition, but not necessarily. I mean, it's like a classical composition, classical music approach, like how you would write classical music. So everything is kind of written out, but sonically and styles wise, it's not present. You know, it's not classical music, but it's very written out and through composed. After my solo album came out, the Fable album, I've been touring extensively alone, playing that music, presenting that music. But then also, even before I recorded the solo album, I was already working on this album. So some of the compositions on this album are, go back and to like 2008, 2009, when I stopped touring solo, like in 2012, I was touring more, like a little bit less than in 2011. I started really working on the repertoire of the upcoming album. Five of us in the band. It's two different quintets, basically. It's one quintet with Arani on vocals, Ben Wendell on saxophones and bassoon, Nate Wood on drums, and two different bass players. Half of the record is with Sam Minai, and the other half is with Chris Tordini. And also I have some guest artists, David Kilejan from a French hip-hop electro group called Fovatile, and also two classical musicians, French Armenian classical musicians. They're two brothers, Jean-Marc Philippe Varjapedian and Xavier Philippe. On stage, well, we're just about to start performing this music live. We've done a few shows, but I'm really looking forward to it, because it's we've been wanting to, I wanted to perform this music live for a long time now, and it's every month something new is coming to my mind about what I could do, when we perform these songs live, because there's like a lot of possibilities, And most of the songs are gonna open up, and there'll be like a lot of improvised sections, and rather than just playing the composition, you know, from the beginning to the end, and you know, and that's it. So yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to the live shows. It's like a language that you learn, and you can improvise with that language. You can create melodies that are in that language, but that they're not necessarily folk songs, but they're just folk songs that you created yourself. So it's like a language. I don't know. I guess my music could be jazz, improvised, electronica, rock. I mean anything. Pop, metal, anything. I mean it's all about. To me, it's more about the actual project. What that project is about and what the song wants. You know, if the song it needs, you know, to sound in a certain way, then it needs to sound in a certain way. You know, I'm not gonna make it, you know, less rock or less jazz or whatever. It's just the what it needs. There's a few of them, but for example, Keith Jarrett's Belongings is, you know, it's like one of my favorite records ever. I grew up listening to that. It's like one of my favorites. It's like I can listen to it every day. There's two new artists that I've discovered recently that that I think they're incredible. One is Samiyam. He's an electronica hip hop artist. And the other is The Knower, and it's like a duet by Lewis Cole, with whom I went to school in LA, their band used to be called Lewis and Genevieve, I think their music is really awesome. So these two bands I just discovered that are my latest favorites.